K103 cares about education. Each week, you nominate a K103 Educator of the Week, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Oregon. This is our last Educator of the Week for the 2009-2010 school year. So
it is.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's all everybody's, graduation.
Yeah, there's a lot of seniors not even in school right now. So
that's right.
Having their end of the year picnics.
An official email. An official email has been sent to the parents of Lincoln High School from Peyton Chapman,
this is
principal.
A long one.
The principal.
Well, I'm not going to read it all.
Oh, okay.
Subject: Lincoln parents list. Aaron Barnes, named K103 Educator of the Week. Tune in Friday at 7:10. Congratulations to Lincoln Band Director Aaron Barnes for being named K103's Educator of the Week. Director Barnes, nominated by... That's quite a title. I like that. Director Barnes.
Director Barnes.
Director Barnes. I bet, Aaron, your mom always wanted to be a doctor, and then you turned out to be a director, didn't you?
I did.
Director Barnes, nominated by parents, selected for his passion and dedication to expanding band offerings and his tireless support for music in the public schools. Lincoln parents, tune in Friday morning and hear his interview. Help us celebrate our incredible band director and educator of the week, Aaron Barnes. Congratulations, Aaron. Welcome to K103.
Thank you.
Director Barnes, you took that program from nothing to what it is now. It was literally nothing.
Pretty much. We had no chairs, no stands, no music.
No budget.
No horns.
No program. No program.
And now it's very popular. And do you know the reason why? Why is everybody flocking to band at Lincoln High? You guys are huge.
Well, I like to think it's because it's a place where people want to be. I think it's an outlet for expression and impression that kids don't get in other classes. It's a unique art form that says things in a way that can only be said through music.
How many kids do you have in the program?
In the program, wow. 40...
yeah, right.
150, 180, somewhere in there.
Gosh.
It depends, because
yeah.
I have some non-performance classes. I teach a music and film class as well. So we have classes that aren't just kids on, you know, musical instruments.
Well, and you think about all the different kinds of musical programs. You got a jazz band, you got a pep band, you got a concert band, and they all need equipment. They all need infrastructure. I mean, you know, when you start think about the infrastructure of a music program and the budget difficulties in our public schools. I mean, we're talking about music stands, and we're talking about music. Instrument cases.
Yeah, how do you outfit that?
And how do you do that? You're responsible for the fundraising. Even the principal have done an amazing job of fundraising, right?
I feel like we're pretty fortunate to have a fundraising base like we do, but it's even at a school like Lincoln, where there are so many great causes, the dollars aren't always coming to a program that needs it. They're coming to the ones that relate to the people. So, you know, we're trying to make it something that people relate to. We're really fortunate at the onset of our program to have a lot of contributions, but now we're actually in a position where we don't have enough for next year's kids. And I know that other schools in our district are in the same position. So I know I'm kind of going on a little bit of a tangent, but it's a lot of work. And, you know, I think at this point we have to spend a lot of our time just asking people directly for money, you know, selling candy bars and wrapping paper don't quite solve the problem. That's a lot of time for not a lot of return.
Yeah, really, really. Now, the Starlight Parade is tomorrow night. The Starlight Parade ends at Lincoln High School, but I don't think your band is in the parade.
We're not in it. Last year, we were scheduled to be in it, but then we got a call from the parade committee, and they asked us if we would do the Grand Floral instead, which we did. But this year, we don't have enough uniforms for the number of kids we would have to participate.
Wow. Well, that says something for the program.
Yeah.
And the uniforms we did have are, I think, from the 60s or 70s. And even if we had enough, they're generally too small for, you know, today's kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah, kids are taller and broader in the shoulders.
Bigger feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just a bigger build, not necessarily unhealthy, just bigger.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, they say a lot of the success of the program has to do with you. The woman who wrote the letter says her son said his best class for all his years has been banned, and it's because of you treating them with respect and making it so much fun for them.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. I guess I think the point of what we do is more than just the subject that we teach. And I was not the teacher I am now when I first started. I was, you know, super competitive and you know, we did high school marching band in my first job, and there was a lot more emphasis, I think, on competition. I'm sure there's some disagreement about that with other directors, but, you know, as I got into my career, I found that there was a lot more about relationships and developing a rapport with students, and we enter the classroom with a common interest, and I hope we leave the classroom at the end of the day or the end of the year with a common bond still.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of music as a medium to build relationships, and I'm hopeful that's why the students are into it.
Yeah, sounds like that's what you're doing.
Well, it's also, you know, any kind of musical expression is a great way for individuals who don't have the words or who are too shy to speak their truth to share it with people. And I think that's another reason why kids connect with music programs, because it gives them a chance to express themselves in a way that may be a little bit less threatening than, you know, going up to someone and saying, hey, here's my stuff. So good on you. This week's K103 Educator of the Week, Aaron Barnes, director of the band's music programs at Lincoln High School. Director Barnes, we have some goodies for you because we love what you're doing with the kids. Our Educators of the Week traditionally get 2-night stay at the Portland Westin and lunch at the Daily Grill. There is a $103 cash classroom reward from the Dairy Farmers of Oregon going to you and your programs. And there is a crystal apple about the size of a trumpet mute. It's a crystal apple, and it's engraved K103 Educator of the Week, and there's one of those for you, too. So thank you very much for your work with the kids. And, you know, good job, and good luck next year. We hope to hear your bands play in parades for years to come.
I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
And concerts and everything.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Aaron, great job.
Our K103 Educator of the Week, Aaron Barnes, our final Educator of the Week for this school year. When we begin next school year And, you know, it seems like a long time from now, but it won't
be. A couple of months.
Yeah. Still getting nominations, which is great.
That is great.
Yeah,
and they carry
the
over.
So as your young ones, maybe you can reflect a little bit on this last school year and think about an educator who was amazing. Or as your kids go back to school next fall, as you encounter educators who are amazing, just remember to go to K103.com and let us know about them, too. We love hearing these stories, and we love sharing them with you every Friday after the 7 o'clock news. Our K103 Educator of the Week.